a deck down there on the right field side where accessible seating is available. So Broussard, though, did not catch that ball. Two gone. And once more, one away here, top of the six. Battle Creek runs on the board for the first time this game. They've been held for five scoreless innings. And the 3-2 swing and a miss outside. Going down is Ratliff, and Josh Howitt records his fifth strikeout of the day. We head to the bottom of the sixth, though. Battle Creek gets two runs, 4-2 ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 54. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, chance for isolated storms. Daytime highs approaching 81. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth inning as Wisconsin Rapids now in front 4-2 as Garrett Broussard leads off. And Broussard, he lined out to second and flew out to left. So he's 0-2. Lucas Brewer on the mound once more and a swing and a sharply hit ground ball to the third baseman in Allgaier. The throw across the diamond. He gets Broussard one down. So just like that, one out. And Anthony Gallison grounded out to short and also got a double. So Lucas Brewer has given up 7 hits, 4 runs, and 4 of those have come earned. He's also thrown 4 walks, but has had a strikeout. So Brewer turns and serves on Gallison. And last time Gallison was up, he had a double in the left center field. Was about a foot away. Was off the wall from going over the wall and for his second home run. The 1-0 and a swing and a bouncer to Allgaier, who has trouble fielding it. Goes in and out of his glove. Picks it up and throws it to first, though. And he gets Gallison. So Allgaier, a good response there and a good recovery, because I mean that looked like that could have possibly favored Gallison's way, but nonetheless, back-to-back ground outs to third. Aiden Brewer, great start for him. Dexter, Michigan, he's had a walk and a double. So Brewer on Brewer here, Lucas Brewer versus Aiden Brewer, and Lucas fires and it's a curveball right down the plate. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. One away. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. It was a hard swing for Aiden Brewer. And it goes 0-2. So Battle Creek right now, I mean, look, they get 2 runs back. They cut it to 4-2. And now if they can get up a 3-up and 3-down inning, they could be in business, though. You don't want that, though, if you're Wisconsin Rapids. You got to continue to play well on both sides of the ball. Howitt's day looks like it could be done. We'll see what happens as Devin Jones was warming up at the bullpen. He's now in the dugout now, so that gives a sign that the 0-2 and a swing and a liner into center field, running after it and making the catch into his glove is Blake McCray. Had to extend his left arm and let that ball drop in. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Battle Jacks as now it's a 4-2 game. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The knee doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh inning, Devin Jones will step on the mound for the Raptors. Josh Howitt's day is done, as Howitt had a great day. Six innings, 80 pitches. He allowed two hits, two runs, two walks he threw, but five strikeouts. So Devin Jones, a guy out of Jackson State and from Chicago, Illinois. So a senior who's only appeared in one game, but he was signed the other day. He had an inning pitched against Kalamazoo and also a strikeout. And he retired that side in three batters. So Devin Jones did a good job his first time, but only had one inning, so we'll get to see more of him just right now. So leading off for Battle Creek, Brock Daniels, who was hit by a pitch and grounded out to second. So Daniels, the Missouri Tiger, and the left fielder. Battle Creek, though, two runs in the top of the sixth. They cut the lead in half. So Devin Jones way on the third base side of the rubber, and he throws it a fastball this time, swing and a miss. 87 clocks in. So Jones transferring to Grambling State as a product out of Chicago, Illinois. And the 0-1 to Daniels, low in the dirt, 4-1, 1-1. He's got a good arm. He throws a lot of fastballs. So 1-1 count here for Brock Daniels. Sets in and serves and lower the zone once more. Hasn't pitched here at Witter Field yet is Jones. Was arrived the night before the Raptors took the trip to Kalamazoo. The 2-1 and then once more eclipsed the strike zone. 2-2. So two hits, two runs for Battle Creek. And Jones will kick high, turns, and the 2-2 as it goes low of the zone and bounces in the dirt. 3-2. So Jones excited to be with this team, you know, talking to him, just excited to be here and play in the Northwoods League as the 3-2 low and outside for ball four. So Jones walks his first batter as that puts the tying run at the plate. With Anthony Aloisio. So Aloisio out of Davenport from South Lyon, Michigan. Aloisio grounded out to a double play, a 4-3 double play, and then flew out to right. Looking in is Jones, and then there's a fastball down the plate this time, 0-1. So the Rafters, four runs in their first five innings. They've done a great job as the 0-1. And taking off to second is Daniels. The throw is not in time. It bounces behind Conniff in the left field. And so now that puts one in scoring position. Brock Daniels putting on the afterburners, sliding headfirst into second, and just getting there in the nick of time. A 1-1 count. Here on Aloisio. So the first baseman 0 for 2. A ball and a strike. Devin Jones on the third base side of the rubber. Looks at second and a curve ball high for the second ball. So Levi Jensen stepping out as catcher and stepping onto the mound right now. He's a great leader for this team and kind of the guys they kind of follow. You know, he's just got great experience, a veteran. His second season for the Rafters is kind of that spokesperson in the clubhouse. So two balls a strike. A 2-1 count. Nobody down. At second stands Daniels. Jones sets. A 2-1 foul tipped top side back into the netting. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the count runs at two apiece. Jones looks at second now. He'll come set. A 2-2 home, popped out backside. And literally just behind the press box here, I think one above us. And a 2-2 count. At second stands Daniels. Devin Jones nearing his 12th pitch. Righty on righty. He'll look in. Over at second. Turns and the quick release home. And just foul. That was a curveball. Aloisio just hit it off the top side of the bat to keep himself alive in this count. Two balls, two strikes. Once more, Brock Daniels was walked and then stole second. Jones, 2-2, and a check swing low. That ball goes in the dirt. And, well, it looks like he did fully come across. So Aloisio goes down in a strikeout. So Devin Jones recording his first strikeout at Witterfield this season. And so Aloisio goes down. Blake McCray, who walked and popped out to the catcher. So the Eastern Michigan Eagle and the center fielder. So 0-for-1 for him. And Jones, the first delivery up and inside as McCray has to back away and seize a ball. And a fastball that goes above the left corner at 89. So a 1-ball count. At second is Daniels. And the 1-0 once more above the strike zone, 2-0. So Devin Jones nearing his 16th pitch. Responsible for a strikeout. A 2-ball count goes low of the dirt and 3-0. So right now, 1 ball away from putting runners on first and second. And now that would put the tying run at first. Jay Adams is on deck. The 3-0 home outside for ball four. Jones putting his hand on his chest, indicating that was his bad. But, you know, now the runner's on first and second. So McCray at first, at second is Daniels. They both got on base off of being walked. Jay Adams out of Waverly, Nebraska, and from Concordia University. Batting a 216. He's got three RBIs. So he's 0 for 2, grounded out into a 6-4-3 double play, and also struck out swinging. And the first delivery up above the zone of the ball this time. Jones really having trouble throwing strikes and getting ahead in counts. That's something that Josh Howard did so well. His first pitch or two was always a strike, it seemed like, for the most part. And the 1-0 to Adams, and that goes down the plate this time, 1-1. So when the Rafters can have a good pitching staff, they're very tough to beat, but when their pitching goes down, that's when teams get back into things. And right now, Devin Jones just struggling just a little. And the 1-1, and now the runners advance to second and third, and they do so in time. McCray to second. Daniels on his way to third, and now two in scoring position. The tying run at second. So it was a 4-0 lead, and then two runs for Battle Creek in the sixth. Now it's 4-2. And now we have two in scoring position to put this game at four apiece. Can the Rafters stop it? The 2-1 way inside. Adams has to turn his body and see a fastball above the zone. So one more ball, and now it could be ball four. And now Brian Dyer, pitching coach, was calling to his bullpen and indicating a different pitcher. 3-1, and there's ball four. So now the bases are loaded with only one down. They've all gotten on base off of walks. And Sebastian Coons, who's walked and was hit by a pitch, so has reached base twice today. Now Devin Jones is going to have to start throwing strikes as a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. We don't have the number yet. So Brian Dyer, the pitching coach for the Rafters, leaving the dugout. And so is this entire infield on the mound, just saying, hey, look, you got to slow down here, because Jones is a good pitcher. He can work in a lot with his fastballs, but when he's off his game, and he certainly is right now, his first time coming in at Witter Field. Howard did such a good job, but Devin Jones has only gone a third inning, and he's got a defense behind him. So Sebastian Coons, out of Huntington University from Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's a 143, which is worse in the batting order as far as batting average. Bases loaded. At first is Adams. At second is McCray. And at third is Daniels. So Devin Jones will have to start throwing across the plate. And a pitch goes down to the dirt and a ball this time. 1-0. So Battle Creek right now, the lack of strikes from Jones and the indication of walks has really put runners at first, second, and third. One down. Jones the 1-0. And below the zone once more, 2-0. So two more balls puts a runner home. A 2-0 count. Devin Jones is going to have to find a way to get out of this inning. He throws a 2-0. Low and on the inside, 4-ball, 3-0. 3 balls a strike with one down. And a 3-0 count. Jones, one more ball, sends a runner home. He's thrown 3 walks this inning, the 3-0. And right down the plate, though, for a strike. Getting back 3-1. One down, 3 balls a strike. Looking in is Jones. He'll come set, the 3-1, and a swing and a ball cracked into left field. On his way home is Daniels, rounding third, heading for home now is McCray, and this game is tied. 4-4, 4 unanswered runs, and Battle Creek has evened this game up. Back-to-back innings with at least 2 runs. And now we have a ball game. It was a 4-0 lead heading into the sixth inning. 2 runs in the sixth, 2 runs in the seventh. And the Battle Jacks Right back in this game. So one down, JT Sokolov. He'll step in now. So Sokolov will see the first offering from Jones and a swing and a miss this time. So Coons at first is responsible for a two RBI single. And at second is Jay Adams. Jones throws low and it bounces in the dirt once more, 1-1. One down, a ball and a strike. A ball and a strike. The 1-1, and a swing and a liner towards Brewer at second. Steps on the bag and the throw to first. And he goes down. And, well, the throw to first is not in time, so he steps on the bag at second, it looks like. And did he? I mean, I think he did. Yeah, the runner goes down at second. Sokolov. So nonetheless, runners are on the corners at first and third. So it looks like he got a double play there, but I don't think he did. The umpires, you know, they said that, hey, he did not get him at first. So couldn't make the play at first. Runners on the corners nonetheless. Jones looks. Sokolov takes second, and the throw is not even there. A 1-0 count. Two gone. Runners at second and third now. Leading run 90 feet away for Battle Creek. The 1-0 and a swing and a miss inside 1-1. So Devin Jones just looking for his confidence. A ball and a strike. And the count runs it at one apiece. The 1-1 up above the zone. 2-1. A lot of fastballs Devin Jones is throwing. He really pushes the zone with fastballs. Not a lot of off-speed pitches from him. So really relies on his fastball. The 2-1 popped into left field. Bobo looks to track it down. Will it stay in play? And it looks like it does. As Bobo dives out, does he make the grab? And does. What a play there from Brendan Bobo on the gravel. Way into the left foul territory. But nonetheless, Battle Creek, two more runs. They battle back. We're tied at four. As we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Coffee for
Bottom of the seventh inning as Wisconsin Rapids now in a 4-4 game. Back-to-back two-run innings for the Battle Jacks. So they're going to have to get the offense going once again. Well, good thing for them, they've gotten a run in the first, third, fourth, and the fifth. They've only not had a run in the second and the sixth, so four out of six innings, they've at least got a run. So their offense has been doing well. They've out-hit Battle Creek 7-3. So Lucas Brewer on the mound once more. He's gone six innings, 84 pitches. He's allowed seven hits, four runs, thrown four walks, and a strikeout. So Chris Conniff, who's been disciplined at the plate, but he's walked and had a sac fly RBI. So they're going to need the offense to go to work once more. And it starts with Conniff. So Conniff, Jensen, and Johnson are due up. 8-9-1 in the order. So Lucas Brewer, the right-hander, as a pitcher is warming up in the bullpen for Battle Creek. And Brewer fires in the inside, and he fully did come across third base umpire Matthew Metcalf as it comes in for strike 0-1. 0-1 count. Each team with four runs. The Battle Jacks have brought back to life the 0-1 above the zone four ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. And Brewer sets in Conniff, flies this out left side. So around the Great Lakes West Division right now, you have Wausau in Rockford. They're up 5-2 over the Rivets. Bound at Herb Baker Field in Fond du Lac. The Dock Spiders over 2-0 up over the Chinooks as Conniff fouls this right side. And then in Madison, you have Green Bay up 3-2 in the bottom of the 10th. So that one's going in extra innings. So we'll see how that plays out and around the league. Rafters have to worry about themselves, though, as Battle Creek, a 4-4 game, the 1-2 above the zone, 2-2. So blew a 3-0 lead last night and not looking to do that here at home. A 2-2 home and high of the strike zone, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Here with nobody down, Chris Conniff would be good if he can start off with a walk. Brewer sets the payoff and down the plate for a strike. Conniff threw his bat, was on his way to first, but will have to go back to the dugout as Lucas Brewer, a timely strikeout. He gets his second of the game. Levi Jensen grounded out to third, his first time up. And then also, he popped out as well. So Jensen, 0-2. Here batting in the nine hole. And the first offering for a ball, 1-0. Brewer looks in, and a ball thrown high for the second ball. So it's a two-ball count. It'll be interesting to see, because Lucas Brewer right now nearing his 94th pitch. One down, the 2-0, and outside of the zone for a ball. So I wonder when Chris Clark will call to his bullpen, because I think Devin Jones's day is done on the Rafters side. Levi Jensen at the plate. And the 3-0 above the zone for ball four. Jensen will take first. And top of the order with Ty Johnson. Johnson grounded out to second. Also has a double and a walk as well. He's 1-2. And is one of four Rafters to cross home plate. So he has Chris Clark now walking out of his dugout. And so Lucas Brewer's day is done. So Brewer, 95 pitches. He's gone a 6 1/3 inning. Has allowed seven hits, four runs, thrown five walks, but two strikeouts. So Lucas Brewer in his third appearance for the Battle Jacks. A decent outing for him. As a new pitcher in store for the Battle Jacks, and we'll find that out here who it is in just a moment. So it looks to be we can see here in a moment, we'll can't get quite the of who it is, but I will say though, the Rafters, you know, you're up 4-0 and you just have to find a way to win this game because it's not going to be easy. And, you know, for them, they're just going to have to, you know, get a way to just get back in this game. So, I mean, they're right in it, you know, nonetheless, but, you know, getting a way to lift themselves to victory. As this is going to be the right-hander, Jake Jekulik. So, Jekulik out of Sterling Heights, Michigan, from Northwood University. So Jekulik, it's his turn now to get going, and he's had a game. He's had a career in this summer for Battle Creek, where he's appeared in 14 games with a 1-2 record, 2 saves. He's had 24 and a 2/3 innings pitched, 23 hits and 10 runs, also 28 strikeouts for 3.28 ERA. So a lot of work for him. A very experienced guy, which is a little bit different than Brewer went, because he was appearing in his third game. Jekulik has appeared in his 15th game. So now for him, the right-hander looking to just try to get him out of this inning and finish the way through. Rafters are looking to pounce on the new pitcher. So Jekulik looking over to his second baseman and shortstop and just having a word with them. So Levi Jensen is at first, top of the order with Ty Johnson. One gone here, bottom of the seventh. A 4-4 game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Jekulik, the sidearm, and just clips the zone on the strike, 0-1. So Jekulik, the 0-1, and lower the zone. A ball and a strike with one down. Ty Johnson, the left-hander, on the right-handed pitcher, Jake Jekulik. The 1-1 popped out backside. A ball and 2 strikes. A 1-2 count with one down. Jekulik will look in once more. He'll set in serve. Swing and a miss up top. He goes down. Ty Johnson strikes out swinging. So Jekulik, a good start for him. Records his 29th strikeout of the season. So Jorge Degatti, he's 1-for-2 with a run. Started his day off with a walk, then singled in the center, and then grounded out into a 4-6-3 double play. Two down, bottom seven. Jekulik looks in, sets and serves, and paints the zone with a strike. That time on an off-speed pitch of 79, 0-1. Levi Jensen, that first, and he was walked, which put him there. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. Jensen takes off to second. The throw from Coons goes into the glove of Adams, but by that time, Jensen already got there. Puts himself in scoring position, but nonetheless, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. How about that from Levi Jensen? The catcher showing some speed. So the leading run at second. Jekulik, the 2 down, looks the 0-2. And Degatti misses outside. He reaches for it. Jekulik gets him on an off-speed pitch at 81. So we head to the top of the eighth. 4-4 game here in Wisconsin Rapids.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook. Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, 4-4 game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. As two runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh for Battle Creek. Has put this at a 4-4 game. So Alec Burnett will step on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids as Devin Jones' day is done. Burnett, a reliable pitcher, a guy that can really get it done. 13 games appeared in with a 14 innings pitched. He has allowed 7 hits, 2 runs, but 20 strikeouts. For a .64 ERA. So he's a guy that can go the way and to finish out this game. So Jake Allgaier now will step in and sees a strike across the plate. Throws a lot of changeups, Burnett does, but can paint his zone with fastballs as well. He's ahead of the count 0-1. Here on Allgaier, the 0-1 and a swing and a miss low, 0-2. So Jake Allgaier, 0-3 with a strikeout. So Alec Burnett, this is definitely a guy you want to have on if you're the Rafters. 0-2 with a fastball outside of the zone, 1-2. So a ball, two strikes, as Devin Jones won an inning. 34 pitches, give up a hit and 2 runs. As a swing and a ground ball away from the bag at first is Broussard, steps on it in for 1 down. So Kyle Ratliff struck out swinging, flew out to left, and also struck out again. He's 0-3 with 2 Ks. So Kyle Ratliff and a SIU Edwardsville. 1 down, and Burnett fires above the zone and a fastball away, 1-0. Top of the eighth here, Wisconsin Rapids and a close-knit ball game. The 1-0 and goes into Jensen low for a ball, so now it's a 2-ball count. So 2 balls, 1 out, and no strikes. And the 2-0 to Ratliff, and he swings and pops it up into shallow right. Conniff runs under it and makes the catch for 2 down. So Chris Conniff getting it done, but more importantly, Alec Burnett already with back-to-back outs. So Brock Daniels with two down. And a guy that has been hit by a pitch, grounded out to second, is also walked as well. And looking in is Burnett. Fires outside. It's a fastball, 1-0. When you have a guy like Alec Burnett, who's just so reliable and just can get it done, you take it back to last Wednesday when it was the second game of the doubleheader, Rafters against the Rockers. It was a 10-3 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Six straight runs for Green Bay. They made it 10-9 with a tying run at second in the ninth. And a 2-0 outside for a ball, 3-0. And then Burnett came on, and there was no outs as well. He came on and got three outs, and from there he picked up the save, and probably the most impressive save of the season. Two down, the 3-0. Out just paints a zone as Daniels was already on his way to first and is looking back towards the umpire saying, hey, look, that was a ball, but no, it was a strike. So 3-1. Burnett, he'll come set once more. Kicks high, turns, and fires. And down low this time for a ball. Fastball at 90, puts a runner on in the leading run at first. So Daniels has been disciplined at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and walked twice. So Anthony Aloisio grounded out into a double play, flew out to right, and struck out swinging. So Aloisio's 0-3. Two gone here, top of the eighth. Burnett will now come set. And stands in and serves. And a check swing on the inside. Aloisio is pulling away from the batter's box. He thought for a sec that he might have been hit, but it was not. 0-1. Only three hits for Battle Creek. Sokolov, Salomon, and Coons. But they have really capitalized on the lack of, well, I should say, pitching, where Devin Jones, they really only capitalized where Devin Jones just struggled. And, you know, they got that, and they took two runs off of Howitt towards his time up in this game. So, I mean, they found right moments to kind of slip in those runs as the 0-1 and a swing and a foul back. But on his way to second was Daniels. He's lucky that he'll have to retreat back, because Daniels was surely going to get there. So now Burnett is going to have his eyes on Daniels, who stands at first. Aloisio down in the count, 0-2. With two gone, Burnett will count now, come set. Sets in the 0-2 and fouled off the bottom side of the bat. Goes into the chest of Jensen and rolls away. 0-2 count here, top eight. Two gone. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 count. Burnett now will look in. He'll check over off at first as he dives at first. Back into the bag is Daniels. Some boos around Witterfield. They felt that he was picked off, but was not. Burnett with the ball behind his back. He looks in. He shakes it off. The long stare at home. Really doesn't like the pitch. Now he'll come set. And then check off over at first. And Broussard a little bit late to the tag. He sweeps low. So Aloisio, 0-3, still looking for his first hit. He's a guy that bats at 229. Eight hits on the season. Daniels at first. The 0-2 home, and a swing and a liner up the middle that goes into the glove of Conniff and gets and steps on the bag at second. What a play there from Chris Conniff. Was right at second. Fielded up in the glove and tapped it before Aloisio can get there. So we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, 4-4 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll step aside.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So bottom of the eighth inning, 4-4 ball game here at Witter Field as the lights have fully turned on. Sun has fully set. And we are in for a good inning. As Jeklic serves in on Bobo, who's already hit a home run once and sees the ball. Bobo's 2-for-3, though. He has had a double and obviously that bomb into right field. The 1-0 for Jeklic. Now it just paints the zone. Boy, that was close. 1-1. So ball and a strike for Brendan Bobo. The 1-1. And low of the zone again. 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Jake Jeklic is up to 10 pitches and two strikeouts. And a swing and a ground ball that goes away from the second baseman. Adams and has trouble fielding that. That gets into right field. Goes underneath him. And so the Rafters get a hit, and Brendan Bobo gets his third. So Orlando Lordoy, who's 1-for-2 with an RBI, had that sac fly RBI his first time up. That brought Degatti home. So Lordoy, he'll now step in. So Lordoy will look in, and Jeklic fires outside. And of all this time, 1-0. Rafters can find a way to get a run here, and they can put away Battle Creek in the top of the ninth. But they have to find a way to cross home plate. The 1-0 outside, 4-ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes, and nobody down. A 2-0 count. Jeklic throws outside of the zone once more, 3-0. So had two strikeouts. His first time appearing in the seventh. But right now on the verge of walking about are the 3-0 way inside of the sidearm for ball four. Lordoy to first, Bobo to second, and that puts runners on first and second. And the leading run in scoring position. So Garrett Broussard, he's got some work to do. 0-for-3. A line out to second, a fly out to left, and also a ground out to third. As the infield having a word with Jeklic, and so is Chris Clark. It doesn't look like he's bringing anybody new in because there was no action in the bullpen. So I wonder if this is just a talking to and saying, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. You got to slow down on the pitches because he is working quick and just really not finding the zone. Broussard hits a lot of his balls to left. So it will be interesting to see. Because he's lined out to second and then also flew out to left and grounded out to third. So two of his three balls is he's hit have gone on the left side of the infield and outfield as well. So Brian Dyer at third base, relaying signals to Lodoy and Bobo. Chekalik here on Broussard. He sets in and serves, and Broussard showing bunt, but it comes in for a strike. So as soon as Broussard is showing bunt, you have Allgaier and Aloisio charging towards home to grab that ball. It'll be interesting to see where they make that play. There's no outs. Broussard showing bunt. Here's the 0-1. Outside, and first base umpire said he did not go. Jeffrey Osborne out there. So 1-1 count. Broussard looking just to get Bobo to third. Lodoy to second. He does not care if he gets thrown out at first. So we'll see how this unfolds. The 1-1. And Broussard fouls it backside, 1-2. As Aloisio, as soon as he's showing bunt, he's charging towards home every time. So ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second. Jekalik looks in. The 1-2, swing and a miss outside. Broussard goes down. And Jekalik, a big strikeout there. And now, well, now there's one down, because if you show bunt and you get thrown out and the runners advance, yes, there's runners at second and third, but there's two outs. So all he's got to do is just find a way to get that third out. So it's going to be interesting to see, does Gallison show bunt? Does he just try to go up for a normal at-bat? Because today he's 1-for-3 with a run. As Jekalik, a curveball that paints the zone, 0-1. And a breaking ball at 80. So Jekalik already has gone an inning, and he's had more strikeouts than Brewer went in 6 1/3. He's had 3 strikeouts in comparison to Brewer's 2. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Once more up above the zone, 0-2. So Jekalik, after giving up a hit and a walk, has a chance to get back-to-back strikeouts and really put the pressure on. You have Aiden Brewer on deck. The 0-2 to Gallison, and a curveball outside of the zone, and a ball, 1-2. And 1-2 count with one down. Anthony Gallison up to 13 RBIs this season. Lodoy at first, Bobo at second. The 1-2 to Gallison, and hits this off the top of the bat on the right side. Out of play. So ball, two strikes, one down. They're going to need Gallison services here big. The left fielder looks in, sees the 1-2, and lines it into the second baseman, who makes a grab. Adams, what a play there from Jay Adams. Extends his body to his right. Dives in and makes a catch. That was unbelievable. Possibly a game-saving play. But man, Anthony Gallison got all of that ball. Hit a straight-line drive that went right to second base. Adams somehow made the grab. So Jay Adams, a huge play. Now it's two down. Anthony Gallison. Man, because if that ball goes up behind him, surely Bobo is I think Bobo is getting home with that play. But so Aiden Brewer now, he'll step in. He's had a good start in his second summer for the Rafters. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. So they're going to need Brewer right here. He's had a walk, a double, and flew out to center. Two down, Jekalik fires. And down the plate for a strike, 0-1. Battle Creek, if they can find a way to get out of this inning, that would be big for them. Wisconsin Rapids, an opportunity put to bed, but it's not done yet. Lodoy at first, Bobo at second. Bobo with a hit, Lodoy with a walk, the 0-1, and Brewer way late on the swing. I mean, that ball was already across home plate. Then he swung, so he didn't even see that. Oh, two count. Anywhere two down. He's got a really fast swing. Two gone. Jekulik looks in. He sets in the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside. Jekulik has been working. Four strikeouts. And he retires this side. We head to the top of the ninth. 4-4 ball game here in Wisconsin Rapids.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the ninth inning, 4-4 game here in Wisconsin Rapids. Blake McCray now even in the count, 1-1. So McCray has walked, popped out to the catcher, and has walked again. So he's 0-1, has drawn two walks. A ball and a strike, the 1-1 from Burnett, and it goes low to changeup outside of the zone, 2-1. So I'll tell you, Wisconsin Rapids started this game off with a run in the first, and they followed up with a run in the third, fourth, and fifth. They go up 4-0. So they're thinking, all right, we head to the top of the sixth. We just got to continue to play well, but Battle Creek just comes out of nowhere. Two runs in the sixth and two runs in the seventh to tie this at four. And now McCray ahead in this count, 3-1. Burnett fires and paints the zone with a strike this time, 3-2 with a fastball at 90. So the count runs full here, top of the ninth inning. Rafters have out-hit the Battle Jacks 8-3. Burnett on the first base side of the rubber. He kicks high, turns his body, and fires a 3-2, and just lower the zone for ball four. So McCray gets a leadoff walk for the third time today. He's been walked. As this brings up Jay Adams, and I'll tell you, Jay Adams, an unbelievable play in the bottom eighth. I mean, Gallison, with runners on first and second, absolutely hits this ball so hard off the bat. It was a straight line drive into second base as Adams made that play. So, you know, you got to tip your hat to him. So a leadoff walk. And now Battle Creek in this position, they like to play small ball. And showing bunt is Adams. They're not a very powerful hitting team. They bat a 237 as a team. That's 22nd in the Northwoods League. That's second to last as Burnett checks off at first. And they don't get many hits as well. They have 403 hits. That's 19th in the Northwoods League. And also 210 RBIs, which is 23rd. So, you know, right there, the numbers speak for themselves, but they find ways to get wins in the 1-0 outside for a strike. Or I should say get wins in the second half, because in the first half, they only had 9 wins in total. They're 10-8 here in the second half. and a team that's kind of found a new life and a new identity about themselves. And a ball and a strike here, Alec Burnett. He'll look in, showing bunt, and goes above the zone of the fastball, 2-1. So Adams is showing bunt every time he's doing that. Bobo is charging from third. So at first is McCray. The 2-1, way up and outside of the zone, reaching to his right as Jensen. He sees the third ball. So now it's 3-1. So three balls, a strike. McCray at first.